Ano naman yung message mo? Ang pa-message. Ang daming pa-message.
Ang message mo sa mama mo.
Ano naman yung...
Bored ka ba?
Or kailangan mo ng pamatay oras?
Ito na ang podcast na para sa'yo.
We grew up in a society dictating na dapat ano kay pagdating ko ng 30s, kasal ka na.
Lahat naman tayo nagbigo sa Malaysia.
Looking back now, kung tatanungin niyo ako kung napatawad ko siya, napatawad
ko na siya. Is over,
but I would never forget.
You not valued?
Samot sari.
Mga usapang mema at minsan may pinaglalaban din.
Ako si Cabs.
At ako si Celso.
Kami ang inyong host sa podcast na to. We release new episode every Monday.
Tuesday.
Or minsan Wednesday.
Basta mag-upload tayo. And we have a very good friend here tonight or today kung ano oras man ito mapapakinggan. Si Amadeo. Amadeo is a... ano ko ba siya i-describe? Isa siyang, can I say, Twitter sensation?
Wow.
Madami siyang mga followers, madami siyang, he produces content, to be specific, adult content. So, I think alam niyo na ibig sabihin nun. And he is well known, and he is very good friend. At masaya talaga ako na he said yes sa when I offered him to join, you know, makipagkwentuhan sa podcast. Kasi, ito namang podcast natin, Cabs, di ba? Samot sari.
Yes.
Kahit ano, magkwentuhan lang tayo. And syempre, at the end of the day, gusto natin may mapupulot na aral yung mga, pupulot na aral natin yung mga listeners from all over the world.
Sana nga, no, may aral talaga silang mapupulot after nito. Nape-pressure naman ako. Pero thank you, ha. Thank you so much for... Ano naman, for considering me to be a guest of your platform.
Ikaw naman, feeling ko I didn't give justice sa pag-introduce sa'yo. Ikaw, if you would introduce yourself and, you know, our audience, saan ka, anong pinagkakabalahan mo, sino ka ba talaga, bakit?
May kasalanan pa, no? Well, ako simple lang naman siguro. Parang, I'm 24 years old, residing sa Mandaluyong. Ganon. Kung may papadala kayo sa akin, send ko yung address. Pero mostly, siguro ngayon, I really have the freedom of time. As I might say, as a content creator. Kasi parang, wala eh, parang full-time ko yung work ko as a content creator, and creating a content just takes a days or an hour, and I do have a lot of time for the week, and yun, I use that time to make friends or hang out some places. Then ayun, kaya doon din kita nakilala, para alam mo yon, it's because of being a content creator. Nagkaroon ako ng freedom of time to mingle with people.
And I think, yeah. ano, interesado ko, di ba, before ba mag-content creator ka, were you a, parang nagtatrabaho ka din ng 8 hours a day, normal na trabaho ba? Kasi sabi mo, ngayon may freedom of time ka, dati ba wala? Ano bang pinagkakabalahan mo before you became a content creator?
Nag-work ako sa corporate before. So, hindi ko na-specify kung anong company or anong position. Pero I used to work in a corporate like for almost 2 years.
Oh, tagal ah.
2 years din. Tapos until I decided kasi na parang tawag dito, parang napapalayo ako sa pangarap ko, which is maging... Okay. Maging artista. Gusto mo talaga yung mag-artista before. Tapos sa corporate kasi, 9 hours sa trabaho, tapos nag-attend pa ako ng workshop. Tapos ang haggard ko na. So parang sabi
ay, totoo?
Na, oo, nag-workshop. Point,
nag-workshop ka talaga?
Yes, wow. Nag-workshop ako before.
Tapos, wow.
Tapos yung mga kasabayan ko, mga like, although it's the same age, pero nakikita ko talaga yung differences sa amin na parang ako parang mukhang haggard, tapos sila parang ang fresh, kompleto yung tulog. Alam mo yung ganon? So, I decide to stop na yung corporate. Tapos, pinultime ko. And then, na-realize ko na yung pag-artista pala is medyo mahal. So, kailangan mo din ng pera.
Mamumuhunan ka.
Kumbaga. Mamumuhunan ka. Like, parang it's an expensive dream for me, ha, if you're not that really talented or skillful. Kailangan, business pa rin siya. Kailangan mong mag-invest sa skills mo. And kung mag-invest ka, maglalabas ka ng pera. Until nag-decide na lang akong mag...
May nireveal agad pa sabag, okay.
As an escort, not as a content creator. As
okay, nag-start escort muna.
Yes. Kasi syempre, paano ko babayarin yung like workshops, like yung mga...
Anong workshop to?
Like acting workshop, modeling workshop, mga ganon. And some of them are agencies who offers courses na pag na-graduate mo na to, there are sure spot for you na, uy, lalabas ka sa gantong palabas. Parang, for the graduation, parang ganun.
Wow. Ganun pala ka-extensive or ka-deep talaga yung, kala ko, charot-charot lang yun na gusto mag-artista. Talaga palang,
dumating
ka sa point sa buhay mo na ano, no? Ay, talaga pag pupuhunan ko to, ganyan. Ikaw, Cubs, may
question. Di, anong uri ng artista mo maging? Isa bang mga aktor, umaarte, kumakanta, or sumasayaw-sayaw? Kasi di ba iba-iba yan? Or gusto mo maging host? Anong klase?
Anong part ng showbiz?
Artista?
Actually, sa totoo lang, but, gusto ko lang mag-artista noon kasi syempre parang 17, 18 pa ako noon. Parang gusto ko lang mag-artista kasi parang gusto ko lang ma-appreciate and parang gusto ko lang na ma-notice. Alam niyo yun, yung parang... I don't know kung gusto kong umarte, gusto kong mag-host. Pero what I really look after is that the attention and the validation from the people na parang pag sinabihan kang, uy, ito ang... parang maganda to, talented to, parang feel ko, parang dun nabuboost yung valued ko pag nakukomplement ako. Pero that was way before, kasi syempre bata pa noon. Parang 17, 18 pa naman ako noon. But as I grow older na, na-realize ko na parang gusto ko pa rin na like to be influential at some point. Pero kaso kasi nabigay sa akin is yung sa adult platform. Na parang ang hirap kasing parang mahirap mag-set ng good example sa community if they would think that making an adult content is a sin or it's a like parang mali, parang alam mo yun kasi sa mga ako din religious, parang may pagka-religious din ako, very slight eh. So parang
or outside sa societal society norm, di ba?
Do you feel that making adult content is a sin pa din? Ayun pa rin ba yung naramdam mo doing it now? Or it has changed already?
Keber na.
Yung at first, parang iniisip ko na, ay, iba na to kasi pag digital, you know how digital parang works, it multiplies talaga yun kasi everyone has an access on it. And once you post something on the internet, parang it stays...
Hindi na madidelete.
It stays with forever. Pero inisip ko na kasi yung point, kasi pandemic yun eh. Alam mo yun, na parang wala nang kakainin dito. Alam mo yung ganun ng factor.
Practical na lang.
Oo, iisipin ko pa ba yung... Parang ano ba, iisipin ko pa ba yung...
Sasabihin ng iba.
Until like after a year or two na parang okay na lahat, new normal na, tas andito pa rin ako sa pagko-content. Iniisip ko na talaga na okay, ano ba yung purpose dito? Kasi parang feeling ko, although na-minimize yung pag-e-escorting ko, pero nagiging full-time naman yung adult content creation. Parang alam mo yun na parang ayoko naman sabihin or i-ask si Lord na, Lord, parang dito bad lang talaga ako na industry or line, parang hindi ako nakakaalis. Pero siguro this time, parang I want to make it more personal na kung ano man yung platform na meron ako or kahit hindi man siya related sa...
Hindi na siya related sa adult content.
Hindi na related sa content. Kasi parang, for example, kasi sa Twitter, parang nakaka-receive ako ng collaborations. Tapos iniisip ko, parang tinatanggihan ko kasi nga parang ano bang connect nito sa pag-content creating ko? Like, for example, ha, example lang to. Like, may business na magpapadala ng cake. just for you to promote in your Twitter kasi syempre malaki yung platform following mo noon. Eh syempre pag ako, if someone asks me to that na parang ano ba siyang, paano ba siya nagiging related sa
branding mo?
Ako, sa branding ko dito.
Baka gusto nila lalagay mo yung cake habang sex.
Oo. Pero matanong ko, ano, Amadeo, kasi diba, ako, kaya ako nag-work kasi to earn money. Is it just the same for you, just to earn money? Or you have, like, bigger goals while you're doing what you're doing now?
Well, first talaga is for money naman talaga. Kasi, ano bang kwento kung ano lang, para nasa dugo muna talaga yung magiging pok-pok mo. Diba? Alam mo yung ganun. Pero, yes, for money, until na, yung problem is, parang, kahit sa food lang, kahit sa rent lang, tapos hanggang nasusurpass mo siya, step by step. Tapos doon mo napapaisip na, parang you need more reason to, parang, work with, na parang, syempre yung pagkain, kahit before, nagugutom ako ngayon, it's very, is parang, anong nang tawag dyan, parang, very necessity na yan, hindi na pwedeng magutom ka talaga, parang gano'n. So yes, meron akong, I have plans in the future, pero hindi ko naman when you wish na yung as in sobrang-sobrang pera or maging mayaman talaga. But there is something I want to do in the future that parang to make more impact na lang din siguro sa community and at the same time, parang making money. Parang ganon.
That's nice. That's nice. Can I just tell you, Amadeo, kasi nung bago pa lang yung podcast namin ni Cesar, we're thinking of different topics or different kind of episodes na we will put. This is actually one of our dream episodes kasi we wanna put light sa mga conceived na negative sa society natin. Kasi kaya ako natanong rin yung tanong ko kung ano talaga yung motivation mo or reason why you're doing what you're doing now. It's because, to me, sex work should be just treated as the same as other work.
Yes.
Kasi we're all just trying to make a living
A living.
So, iba lang, hindi lang talaga maganda yung perception ng society. Oo. Kasi nga, iniisip when you're doing
it's sex work. It's out of normal. Oo.
Yes.
Lalo sa isang Catholic country like Pilipinas.
Immoral. Oo. When in fact, it's just like the same as other job. And we were thinking nga kasi na dapat may same rights ang mga sex workers sa Pinas. Same with other countries like European countries or in the US, for example.
Correct. Like, dito sa Pilipinas kasi yun yung Catholic country tayo. Hindi tanggap yan kasi hindi siya normal. Pero sa ibang bansa, like in the US, there are laws na protecting sex workers. Like, they have mandatory HIV testing. Kasi it's an industry pa din. It generates revenue for the country. Diba? Kaya, ano talaga hypocrite talaga mga Pilipina. Sorry.
Kaya feeling ko din, medyo malayo-layo pa rin yung sex industry sa Philippines. Kasi
Thailand, diba? Sobrang, ano na?
Parang in Philippines, there are many things that parang we should need
normalize.
To focus pa. Parang ang dami pang opportunities na parang ako naman, I would like to stand on what I stand on life. Pero right now, sa sobrang ingay ng community natin, na ang dami pang naglalaban. Parang ayoko naman din isala na, uy, itong sex and regulate naman natin. Parang ayoko naman din. So sabihin pa ng mga government na, ito naman, ang dami natin na yung problema, uuna ka pa dyan. So parang,
bukan na mahinigisip na ito.
Oo, parang ano ba yung ganon. Pero I hope talaga someday, like parang I wanna be a trailblazer sa mga sex workers. Pero
yes!
Pero if not in this lifetime, I hope parang
the next someday, generations
may mga tao na makuha
trailblazers. Di ba bilang adult entertainer, performing sex or having sex with someone, hindi na siya, normal na siya. Nadi-differentiate mo ba yung sex sa bilang trabaho at pakikipag-sex sa, sabihin mo, sa jowa mo or sa mahal mo, meron pa bang difference? Paano mo na-describe yung ano, yung quality sex talaga?
Siguro, ma-differentiate ko siya when I had fun or I had sex with someone na no work involved, is parang, alam mo yung pag nakahubad ako, parang I feel like I trust the person na parang hindi ako takot na makita yung buong katawan ko when we are naked. Kasi di ba parang if we are naked, that's the most vulnerable state sa atin. And when you give it and when you give it to someone or your body to someone, parang alam mo yung trust ko is like I trusted you to take over my body. Wow. May ganon. Where in fact kung sa work naman, syempre parang kailangan kong isipin na
parang yung angulo, yung ano, oh,
yung sa content creation, like parang ganon, may cut, may edit,
yung ilaw,
may, yung ilaw, mga ganon.
Blocking. Blocking, di ba?
Mm-hmm, blocking. Sa escorting naman is like, more on like, setting expectation lang kung sa trabaho, pero if it comes with like, a mutual or non-related work, parang yun, na parang feeling ko, ay, itong taong to, parang I'm not afraid to be judged. Na I trust this person in my vulnerable state. Nax! Gusto niya yun.
Outside content creation, ano yung mga aspirations ng isang Amadeo?
Oo. Right now, siguro at my age, kung iisipin kung ano pa pwedeng role ko aside from other content creation, to be honest, wala akong maisip eh. Pero it would safe to say na maging businessman or entrepreneur. Inisip ko kasi, okay, parang why would I think another role of myself if ito yung binigay? Now, why can't I just like boost it or more invested on it? Kasi parang, yun nga, sabi ko na parang ang daling sabihin na gusto ko maging businessman, magtayo ng business, parang ganun, parang wala naman din ako na-visualize sa self ko na maging ganun. So, alam mo yung... Yun lang siguro yung masasagot ko na other than this role, maging businessman. Siguro pag-aaralin ko yung business. Pero meron pa yung passion ko dito sa current status ko eh. So, parang I'm more like investing on myself some parang strategy and approach sa audiences para lumaki yung engagement and viewers.
Kasi you have the ano eh, you have the platform na eh. It's up to you paano mo na lang siya i-tweak, i-gagamitin para ano. Kasi di ba ganyan naman content creator, pinagwan lang malaking business opportunity kasi marami silang following, marami silang fanbase. Parang Ivana Alawi, di ba? Parang pinamagin na for business. Maganda.
Totoo. Kasi kung nagsasucceed ka ngayon at saka masaya ka naman sa ginagawa mo, then bakit nga ba naman mag-isip ka ng iba pang route for your life, di ba?
Pero just like any other job, guys, ha? Parang parang gusto ko lang din sabihin dito sa podcast na parang as long as masaya ka, maraming pera, parang just like in any other job, hindi naman like araw-araw masaya sa trabaho, diba?
May struggles din naman.
You've mentioned about ano struggles. What are the common struggles sa ano sa line of work mo ngayon?
Number one siguro sa akin yung kalaban is yung insecurities, parang ganun. Parang grabe yung insecurities ko ngayon compared to the past consecutive years.
Yeah, ano mo kasi, explain mo nga yan, but hindi ko rin bagets yan. Pero, well, nagegets ko kasi you have to present yourself eh. Pero, ang lalim ng pinaghuhugutan mo dyan sa insecurity. Gusto ko malalim.
Oo naman. Wow. To show weakness talaga. Oh. Kasi parang, siguro when you meet different people, like for sure, iba-iba yung mga lalaki yung makakasalimuha mo, na makakausap mo. Tapos parang lumalaki din yung wide of understanding mo to people. And that also reflects to yourself. Na pag nagsiself-reflect ka, parang masasabi ko sa sarili ko, ay hindi, malayo pa pala, kulang pa pala. Parang how I pressure myself on bettering. Kasi nga, parang pag pok-pok ka, parang at least dapat mayaman ka, dapat gwapo ka. Kasi
glamorous yung life
kasi
mo.
Parang kahit iba to man sa kanila na pokpok ka, dapat sabihin mo, ay, edukado ka naman eh. Parang nakatapos ka naman eh. Tapos, alam mo yung ganon? Parang, yun yung parang bargaining ba yan yung term? Bargaining ko na pag may nang-bash sa akin na ganito ako, dapat naipakita ko na, okay lang yan, basta madami tayong pera, gwapo ka, may ganito ka, ganyan ka. Kasi parang that would, parang, I was assuming that would heal the the security. painful things they've said to me na. Mm-hmm. Pero hindi pala, parang sabi ko, ay hindi pala, kasi kahit anong bato ko sa kanila or bato nila sa akin na ito yung gina-justify ko na ah, ganito naman din ako, ganyan naman din ako. Parang hindi pala siya na, alam mo, hindi pala na-address talaga yung insecurities ko sa sarili ko. Parang ganun. And ayun, parang di ko naman din alam paano siya lunasin. I just know that I just need to be more stronger than my insecurities. Kasi feeling ko, insecurities are there. Diba?
And parang self-inflicted siya eh. Kasi parang, ay, may insecurity pa rin pala talaga kahit ano. Parang hindi, kahit sinong tao, wala siyang pinapaligtas.
Mm-mm.
Kahit, parang, kahit good looking ka, kahit maganda pa ang katawan mo, maganda figure mo, eh, it spares no one. So
siguro kasi for me ha, yung insecurities, like it's more than on what you see outside eh. Kasi okay lang yung insecure sa physical kasi parang nagagamot siya eh. Like alam mo eh, like for example, na ala parang masyadong, parang masyado ako mapayat. So parang okay, hit the gym, parang malaki yung ilong ko, parang okay, go through some surgery. Alam mo yung parang mabilis lang siya. Pero when the insecurity comes within, parang ang hirap niyang i-address. Kasi maybe you need professional help talaga pag ganun. Kasi parang I've never had professional help. Pero parang ikaw lang mag-isa na parang you've been fighting all alone. Parang doon ka mahihirapan eh, na parang tangina, parang the only option for you is to be stronger than in your insecurities. Kasi sa parang yun nga, so parang parang sa within siya nag
I feel you
yes, parang, yes. Parang it's internal battle siya, hindi siya
internal battle.
And thank you for sharing that, kasi diba sa Twitter people will think na you're so put together, na parang confident ka sa sarili mo. Kasi kung bakit ka naman maghuhubad, diba? Why would you show your body to the world sa internet? Can we say na kaya yung common struggle mo is basically you comparing yourself to other people? When you see
yes.
Oh my God, napunto mo.
Actually, totoo yan. Kasi parang When I was 17, parang I started independent. So I don't have any mentors, I don't have any guidance from people na sinisik ko. So parang I think is that when you're lost, your comparison is your reference eh, na you would say na okay, I had to compare myself to this another person if I'm doing the right thing or wrong. Kasi di ba parang dun mo madi-differentiate eh when you compare.
Yes.
Nag-gets kita. Nagdaan din kami sa ganyang stage. Ako, personally, nagdaan ako sa ganyang stage. Pero ako, hindi ako expert. Pero what I see from you na if mababase ko sa pinagdaanan ko before, kasi syempre, nasanay tayo na we care so much about what other people would say towards us. Well, in fact, the only validation that you really need is the one that you give yourself.
Yes.
Yun yun. Kasi when you look back, once you get older, yung younger self mo ang pasasalamatan naman ikaw eh, hindi yung mga taong nakapaligid sa iyo. Not even your family, kasi kung may nagpush sa iyo, sarili mo lang yun eh. So if there's one thing that I wish I would have learned earlier is, and that is not to seek validation from others. And correct. That is the one that you just really have to give yourself.
Basta pa yan, pinapangaralan ka na.
At the end of the day, you just have to really be a little nicer to yourself and okay. Pat on the back if you did something nice. Ikaw, you're doing well, Amadeo.
Oo naman.
So,
the numbers will tell talaga na he has a huge fan base. So that's something, that's an indication that you're doing something good. Tama yung sinabi ni Cubs na hindi sinasabi ng tao yung magmamatter. It's what you say to yourself when you look at the mirror, kung ano yung ina-affirm mo sa kanya every time you wake up in the morning, that's what's gonna matter at the end of the day. Ayun. Siguro na-focus lang siya sa insecurity, pero there's a lot of silver lining or positive things na pwedeng ma-highlight. Yan, isa si Amadeo sa pinaka-okay na tao. Pero sa totoo lang, pag na-meet mo siya, parang unless sabihin niya insecurity, hindi mo talaga makikita sa kanya na the way he present himself. Totoo yun. Unless na magsimula ka ng magbuka yung bibig mo, tapos alala mo yung sabi mo, ayun na naman, puro pangit na naman binadala ko sa table, parang gano'n, puro negative na naman.
Diba?
Unless simulan niya ng gano'n, ay, talaga ba?
Ano ma, parang naiyak si Amadeo. Yung eyes niya.
Parang alam mo yun. Sometimes kasi pag we dwell talaga sa insecurities, na-overwhelm tayo na ang dami na nating na-dada. Oh, like ngayon, di ba? Ang dami nating upbringing natin about insecurities. Pero, let's just be strong, guys.
You are out there on Twitter. At pinapakita mo yung katawan mo. You do content creation. And I know there's a big chunk or percentage sa sarili mo na you have that confidence din with body positivity na wala kang pakialam kung ano makikita lang. Siguro, in your own way, paano mo siya pinipresent or paano mo siya dinadala? Paano mo na-execute pa yung gano'n na ano yun, body positivity? Paano mo na-turn siya into something that is consumable na ikukonsume ng mga tao? Paano mo sila ma-encourage na mag-subscribe? Yun. How would you promote body positivity through your content creating?
For me, if I'm gonna talk about business talaga, syempre sa porn industry is like, meron talagang certain beauty standards or body standards that the viewers would like to be engaged or to subscribe. Alam mo yung ganun. Pero in general, what would I say about body positivity is acceptance talaga. It's like, you need to accept what you really want or what is already there. Alam mo yung ganon. Na kung comfortable, kasi mabilis kasi sabihin na be comfortable with your own skin, be contented, alam mo yung ganon.
Yes.
Pero kung totoo naman talagang gusto mo yan, then that's fine. But if you feel like working yourself or trying to seek another version of yourself when it comes to your body, then so be it. Pero ako, right now, sa trabaho ko, I had to. Kasi feeling ko kasi, parang, ito kasi yung parang criteria for me to get a certain engagement or subscribers. So parang I really had to take care of my body. Not just the body, also the skin. Alam mo yung ganun. So, parang grabe talaga yung pressure. Grabe talaga yung pressure niya. Pero, yun nga, dapat sinasabi ko sa sarili ko na dapat enjoyin mo lang. May times na inisip ko na huwag mo na isipin yung skin, yung body. Just enjoy the sex. Alam mo yung ganon. And then the rest will follow. Kasi malalaman naman din ng viewers na ay, ito nag-enjoy. Sarap na sarap talaga to siya sa sex. Alam mo yung ganon. But there are days din na iniisip ko na, ay, hindi, for me to have a certain numbers talaga, I had to work on these areas or this part. Parang ganun.
At saka may add ko, I think nothing wrong with talking about body positivity nga. You have to be confident in your own skin. In the same way, there is nothing wrong with improving yourself. Like, if you have to go to procedure para kuminis yan, para gumanda ang hugis yan, ano no, kailangan natin normalize yun kasi it gives you confidence and sarili mo din yung tinutulungan mo eh. It will help you present yourself to the world with so much more confidence kapag when you look at the mirror, ay, ang ganda ko, ay, ang gwapo ko today. Diba? And nothing wrong with, you know, procedures, paano ma-improve yung sarili.
I mean, it's also like a form of self-love then, you know?
Yes.
And if I may add then, no, kasi nga, parang when you feel comfortable sa sarili mo, you feel confident sa sarili mo, that's the same vibe or energy that you give to the people that is around you. So kung masaya ka sa sarili mo, then yung mga nakataong sa mga paligid sa mga tao sa paligid mo is masaya din kasi that's the same energy na nabibigay mo sa kanila, 'di ba? Kasi if you feel down and low, and that's the energy that they will get from you. So it's not just beneficial to you, but indirectly it's beneficial to the people around you.
Yes.
That's how he gives back to the especially to the LGBT community. Kasi he inspires, he inspires everyone to be, you know, confident in their own skin, in their own sexuality. And that brings me nga, siguro to my final note na din, so dito sa ang haba-habang pinag-usapan natin, na si Amadeo is in a line of work na it still gives back to the people, kasi may narinig akong napakinggan akong podcast si Angelica Panganiban dun sa isang podcast na pinag-guestan niya. Si Angelica Panganiban, parang malaki daw na itulong sa kanya ng sex toys or manood ng porn. Kasi it saved her from dealing with strangers, parang ganun. Kesa magkasakit pa siya or kesa kung anong pahamak pa siya kung mamamatay tao yung mami niya. Oo. Kaya parang we should normalize yung mga gantong line of work or gantong content creation.
Mm-mm.
And maybe for some, during the pandemic, di ba, merong report na Pornhub consumption is really high kasi walang magawa yung mga tao. And kung may mapapanood silang pagkakalibangan, it saves them from depression, from anxiety. Di ba, may value. Mm-hmm. Oo, dahil sa mga content na kinoconsume ng mga tao ng gato. So, ayoko na, alisin na natin yung, let's normalize this kind of work for me. Let's, kasi...
And sex workers or what, how do you say that? Parang in the past, parang nandun na yun eh. Alam mo yun, if kahit anong era man yan, anong year man yan, kahit even the centuries pa, meron na talagang pokpok. Alam mo yun? Meron na talagang pokpok sa community. So parang hindi talaga siya mawawala. Kahit hindi nyo inormalize yan, we know like parang people will just be blinded about the certain areas of community na we exist. Na parang you also get some lessons to these people or this certain type of community. Especially we provide emotional labor. Parang alam mo yung ganun. So, yes guys, normalize. Let's be calm. Oo, di naman kami nang-aaway.
At dapat wala ka lang, it is going back to the human decency. Wala kang tatapakan tao, wala kang di ba?
And thank you for touching that. Kasi nga, may sinabi mo, yung mga sex workers, they provide a certain service and that is something to, yung emotional service nga na sila sabi mo, which is correct. So it should be treated as other works lang din. Not that we want the Philippines to glorify sex workers or not to to promote also this, but...
To respect, you know? To respect lang talaga.
Ayan, Amadeo with this body positivity and ngayon you promote a specific service sa mga tao, how do you think you're able to give back to our community?
How do I give back? Especially ngayon na Pride Month is kindness talaga. Huwag ka kasi makawa, ma. Kindness talaga. Kasi parang in our community, I have observed iba't ibang klaseng paghihirap yung na-experience natin as an individual. Parang iba't ibang kwento at sa nagsimula. And it's very overwhelming, guys, kung isa-isahin pa natin. But parang only if we could just practice kindness to each and everyone, well then, maybe we can't have yet the answers pa sa lahat ng problema natin. But at least, it would be easier for us to move forward in life and as a community.
Yes!
Kindness! So true, no? Kindness naman talaga.
Oh, very basic.
Going back to basics, no? Mm-hmm. Maging mabait ka lang sa kapwa mo.
Totoo. Share some good practice or at least be a mentor to someone who's struggling.
Ano yung message mo sa sarili mo? For your future self?
For my future self, I hope all this hard work we've done on this present will all paid off. Pero if hindi man, know that we are always be grateful talaga sa buhay natin. And, you know, God has a better plan.
Amazing!
At saka, i-add ko na hindi sa message niya. Kung ano may ginagawa mo ngayon, what's what really matters, tsaka yung importante talaga, ina-enjoy mo yung journey mo, no?
Yeah, enjoy the journey.
Hindi ka magpa-pressure na, wait lang, gusto ko to i-targetin. Tapos nagpaka-hustle ka, nagpaka-haggard ka, nagpaka-pumangit ka na sa pagpaka-haggard. Pero hindi mo na na-enjoy yung journey.
Actually, and I think, as cliche
as Amadeo, ina-enjoy niya talaga.
As cliche as it sounds talaga, ha? Ngayon ko lang din na-realize na you really had to enjoy the journey, kasi yung journey kasi when it comes to achieving a certain goals in life is dun kasi yung essence of building up yourself or parang character anong tawag dyan?
Character development.
Kasi once you've reached the certain destination of the success, parang you know na you need to do things more pa, 'di ba?
When you look back, anong natutunan
ko? Alam mo yung ganun.
Anong lesson ang tinuro nitong ano? Tsaka mas masarap yung marating mo yung destination, marating mo yung goal mo when you really enjoy
the journey.
The journey going so, there. Oh, 'di ba? May naano tayo.
Agree.
Napulot tayong moral.
Kasi parang wait lang, idagdag ko na din, ha. Kasi kung yung mindset natin is focusing on the destination itself, mapapagod tayo. Kasi pag na-reach na natin,
mami-miss out mo
okay,
yung
okay, we need to top it off. Parang ganon. After nyan, we need to top it off. So dapat, we need to focus more on the journey, kasi nandun talaga yung mga certain learnings in lives. Talaga. Kasi once we reach the journey, parang maging masaya na tayo eh. Kasi okay, parang ngingiti na lang tayo nun eh. Pero it's the journey that will gonna develop your character as an individual talaga.
Amen.
Wow, promising Amadeo.
Promising.
Pang Viva Max. Since yung content creation mo is contingent o parang nakadependent sa consumer ng content mo, ano yung message mo sa mga tao na sumusuport, sa mga subscribers, sa mga sabi na fans, sa mga humahanga?
Oo.
Siguro my message is...
Oy, showbiz.
It's really thank you guys. I don't know, for subscribing, for following my platform, witnessing my growth as a content creator. To be honest, this time, I'm really trying to be personal na. There are a lot of things na I've been working on and I'm just really excited to share what really I've been up to on hoping to be better in my business. Tapos, siguro moreover, to set an example, hindi man yung perfect good example, but a self-representation that would relate to everyone na we will do everything to get closer to the life we dream and making an impact.
Oh, ganda! Tapos na.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Samut Sari.
Para updated ka sa mga bago naming ganap, follow us on Instagram @SamutSari Podcast.
Oh, next time ulit ah!